Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
The greatest run in the history of your Milwaukee Brewers coming up on a big anniversary, 40 years ago this fall.
Everybody loves their hometown team, but there is something different in Milwaukee.
Don Sutton said it best. He said every player should have the privilege of playing in Milwaukee.
81, 82, there was a recession going on. We knew that the people were hurting. We were trying to give them something that they could hang on to.
And, well, here we go.
Here we go. That's from a trailer for a new documentary. It's called Just a Bit Outside.
Just a Bit Outside.
Yes, that's the intentional nod. The story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Star-studded premiere coming up this week, Wednesday, and then it will hit Marcus Theaters on Thursday.
That 82 season, it was chaotic.
It's a blue-collar town, and we were a blue-collar ball club.
Every single guy had his own way of being different.
Everybody thought that we were this band of crazy guys.
My goal in Milwaukee was to drink in every bar before my career was over.
Party all night, and then go out and bash them to death.
Harvey's wall bangers are banging it all over the place.
Chills just listening to it, right? You're going to hear from pretty much everybody. I mean, just in that clip, you had Mike Caldwell, Robin Yount, Pete Vukovich, Cecil Cooper. When's the last time you heard from Coop?
Never. Right? Never hear from him.
One of the first guys the producers called as they were trying to put this thing together was Storman Gorman Thomas.
He says, well, we're going to do a movie. I said, what? He says, yeah, I just need for you to kind of get us through the door. And I said, well, I'll see what I can do.
So Eric and I had a chance to catch up with Gorman the other day, and we talked to him for like 20 minutes. Like, he didn't want to let us go. He was like,
he
happy
loved
to,
it.
Right? You're like, hey, thanks for your time. He's like, no, this is great.
Right? What else do you want to talk about?
He's going to be at Wednesday night's premiere, and if it's any indication of how the film is going to be, he was talking about all the guys, making fun of guys.
I mean, wait till you see Charlie. You know, he's got no hair. So it's all kinds of good stuff. You know, Mike Caldwell, you know, he's probably about 350. Same thing with Waldo. But, I mean, it's just a lot of fun to, you know, reach out and talk to your buddies.
He's dropping people's weight.
Right? He's saying Charlie Moore's bald, Mike Caldwell, and Waldo, which is a nickname for Raleigh Fingers,
yeah.
That they're overweight. That's those guys. That's how they talk to each other. Why would that change, right? So it really seems like you're going to have these guys together, and they're going to tell all the stories.
It's unbelievable with what the guys talk about, you know, like Charlie, like Vuk, like Caldwell, Fat Eddie. Then you got Moose, you got Slate. You know, I mean, all these guys, you know, they all have little things. That, you know, to what a lot of people would think would be small, but that's not it. I mean, this was the team. This was the team. We were all there. Whatever we all did it together.
It's always good to talk about those fun memories of 82E, but I told Gorman, you know, I was 8 years old at the time when the Brewers were making this run. It was like the first time I paid attention to baseball, which was pretty good time to do it, right? I remember how much that team meant to the city. It's a great memory for me, for all of us, right? But I have never in all these years asked one of these guys about this. They got to the mountaintop, man. They were right there, game 7 of the World Series, and they didn't take the summit. They lost. And they're living with that for the rest of their lives. You lost in Game 7 of the World Series. Man, do you have some hurt in you? You lost the World Series. And if I had to keep reliving a moment, you know, in Game 7, no less, like it was right there for you and you didn't get it, is it painful for you sometimes to go back and revisit that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was one pitch in Game 7. Pete Ladd was pitching. If I'm not mistaken, it's one ball, two strikes to Hendricks. Strike three, and they called it a ball. What? No. Next pitch, he hit it right off the end of his bat. And it just kind of squirreler. I don't know how it got through. It was terrible. And that cost us right there. We had that game done right there on that one pitch.
I was too young to remember that specific highlight or moment. I got to go back and look that up, but he's convinced.
That's crazy recall.
Right? So again, the film is called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Sold out premiere at the Majestic Cinema in Brookfield Wednesday night. Will also help raise money for the Brewers Community Foundation. And then it hits Marcus Theaters for everybody on Thursday.
This is what we've all wanted and dreamed about. We made it. We're in the World Series.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wish it was 82 again.